The re-election of President Obama has not made his signature legislation any less controversial. And the U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding health reform has not silenced critics. In fact, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that 9 state lawmakers told Tea Party groups they'd like to nullify health reform and arrest federal officials who try to implement it. Democratic Senator John Richards of Milwaukee has written Governor Walker on the matter.
I think that's just outrageous and beyond the pale. We've called on Governor Walker to distance himself from those remarks and to commit to vetoing any bill like that that would come to his desk, and to take the next step to implement the exchange in a way that's right for Wisconsin.
A Republican lawmaker who opposes health reform doubts the nullification talk will amount to anything. Frank Lissay of DePere is not currently supporting it.
I don't know that it will work in the real world. If it had a real possibility, I believe there are 11 other states that have pursued nullification. If it worked in the real world, I'd be interested in looking at that option.
Friday, Governor Walker will announce whether Wisconsin intends to run a state exchange or let the federal government do it. Several groups previously opposed to health reform are now urging Wisconsin to set up its own exchange. An exchange would be an online marketplace where people could buy health insurance. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.